The following message is provided through the teaching ministry of Journey Baptist Church in Silver Springs, Texas. It is our desire that by listening, you will be encouraged to trust Jesus for all, treasure Jesus above all, and to take Jesus to all.
Well, this is a wonderful day for us to celebrate the Lord Jesus together.
Es un maravilloso día porque nosotros podamos celebrar a nuestro Dios Salvador Jesucristo
en este día. And I want to thank each of you for coming this morning.
Quiero agradecerles a cada uno de ustedes por venir en esta mañana.
And being willing to get out of your normal routine to worship with us.
Y estar dispuestos a venir y salirse de sus rutinas para adorar y glorificar con nosotros.
Our church has just spent the last couple of weeks focusing on our purpose as believers.
Nuestra iglesia se ha enfocado en las últimas semanas a que pongamos nuestro enfoque
as our purpose as believers.
Nuestro propósito como creyentes.
You know that we were created to bring glory to God.
Hemos sido creados para traer gloria.
Above all things.
Sobre todas las cosas.
And we're to love Him more than all things.
Nosotros hemos sido amados, debemos amar sobre todas las cosas.
And together He has given us a mission.
Y juntos Él nos ha dado una misión.
And we find that mission in the book of Matthew, chapter 28.
Y encontramos esa misión en el libro de Mateo, capítulo 28.
And I'm going to read verses 19 through 20.
Voy a leer el versículo 19 al 20.
And we see the mission there.
Y podemos ver la misión en ese lugar.
Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always to the end of the age.
Por tanto, id y haced discípulos a todas las naciones, bautizándolos en el nombre del Padre, del Hijo y del Espíritu Santo, enseñándoles a observar todo lo que te he mandado, y he aquí, estoy contigo siempre hasta el final.
God's desire in His plan from eternity past,
el deseo de Dios desde el pasado, de la eternidad, es hacer un pueblo para sí mismo, cada nación.
Is to make a people for Himself from every tribe, tongue, and nation.
Para hacer su pueblo a sí mismo, para cada nación, para cada lengua, y para cada tribu.
This is what makes Revelation 7:9 so special.
Es lo que hace a Revelación 7:9 tan especial.
I'm going to read that to you as well.
Voy a leer ese pasaje también.
After this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb."
Después de esto, miré y he aquí una gran multitud que nadie podía contar, de todas las naciones, de todas las tribus, pueblos y lenguas, de pie ante el trono y ante el cordero, vestidos con túnicas blancas, con ramas de palma en sus manos, y gritando a gran voz alta, la salvación pertenece a nuestro Dios que se sienta en el trono y el cordero.
I love this passage.
Me encanta ese pasaje.
Because we see that God does what He says He was going to do.
Porque podemos ver que Dios hace lo que Él dice que va a hacer.
The mission is successful.
La misión es un éxito.
One day there will be people from every tribe surrounding the throne.
De toda tribu,
surrounding the throne, praising Jesus
juntos, adorando al Señor Jesucristo,
for His salvation.
Por su salvación.
That's what we're practicing today.
Es lo que estamos practicando hoy en día.
We're practicing for heaven.
Estamos practicando por el cielo, para el cielo.
Where we're going to be surrounding the throne with people speaking different languages.
Pero vamos a estar juntos, reunidos con gente que están hablando otras lenguas, diferentes idiomas.
Yeah, different customs.
Diferentes trajes.
But we're going to be united around the worship of one.
Pero vamos a estar unidos, adorando, juntos unidos, adorando una sola.
The Lamb of God.
El Cordero de Dios.
This morning, I want us to consider how our celebration and our worship
en esta mañana quiero que consideremos cómo nuestra adoración y nuestra alabanza
of Jesus Christ ought not to be something that we just look forward to.
de Jesucristo que no debería ser algo que debería ser algo que buscamos y que esperamos.
But it's something that we ought to do today.
Pero es algo que debemos hacer hoy.
Even together.
Incluso juntos.
Turn in your Bibles to 1 John chapter 2, verse 28.
Vamos a ver nuestras Biblias, primera de Juan, capítulo 2, versículo 3, de 28 al 3.
I'll read. Verse 28 says, "And now, little children, abide in him, so that when he appears, we may have confidence and not shrink from him in shame at his coming."
Y ahora, hijitos, permanezcan en él para que cuando él aparezca tengamos confianza y no nos alejemos de él avergonzados por su venida.
If you know that he is righteous, you may be sure that everyone who practices righteousness has been born of him.
Y sabes que él es justo, puedes estar seguro de que todos los que practican la justicia han nacido de él.
See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him.
Mira qué clase de amor nos ha dado el Padre para que seamos llamados hijos de Dios y así somos la razón por la razón por la que el mundo no nos conoce es porque no lo conocía.
Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is.
Amados, ahora somos hijos de Dios y lo que seremos aún no ha aparecido, pero sabemos que cuando Él aparezca, seremos como Él porque lo veremos tal como es.
And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure.
Y todo el que así espera en Él se purifica a sí mismo con Él es puro.
I want to answer the question this morning.
Quiero que es a responder la pregunta en esta mañana.
What reason do we have to celebrate and worship Jesus now together, just as we will forever in heaven?
¿Qué razón tenemos para celebrar y adorar a Jesús ahora, como lo haremos siempre en el cielo?
And you'll find these answers in your notes if you got a handout. We ought to worship and celebrate Jesus now because we are loved by Him.
Debemos adorar y celebrar a Jesús ahora porque Él nos ama.
John is encouraging the church to do something very profound in this passage.
Juan escribe a la iglesia y nos alienta a hacer algo muy profundo.
He tells them to see what kind of love the Father has given to us.
Les dice que vean qué clase de amor nos ha dado el Padre.
The exhortation to the church 2,000 years ago is the same today.
La exhortación a la iglesia 2,000 años atrás.
As the church, we need to see what kind of love the Father has given to us. This verse is actually a command. And the command is that with astonishment, we are to see the love that God has for us.
Y el mandamiento es con asombro y le vamos a ver el amor de Dios y el Padre.
We all know that God loves us, right?
Todos sabemos que Dios nos ama, ¿verdad?
But how often do you think about the kind of love that He has for you?
¿Cuántos pensamos en la clase de amor que Dios nos tiene para nosotros?
When we think deep,
cuando pensamos profundamente,
about the kind of love that the Father has shown to us, we will see it with astonishment.
Lo haremos con asombro.
The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 2,
la Biblia nos dice en Efesios capítulo 2,
that we were not that lovable.
Que estábamos, que no éramos amables.
And yet God chose to love us.
Y incluso Dios escogió amarnos.
Paul says we were dead in trespasses and sin.
Pablo nos dice que estábamos muertos en nuestras transgresiones y pecados. pecado.
That we once followed the course of this world.
Seguíamos el curso de este mundo.
Following the prince of the power of the air, which is Satan.
Siguiendo los pasos.
That we once followed the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air, that we once followed Satan.
Que seguíamos a Satanás. Que una vez seguíamos a Satanás.
We lived in the passions of our flesh.
Vivimos en las pasiones de la carne.
And that we were by nature children of wrath.
Por naturaleza, éramos hijos de ira.
We weren't very lovable, were we?
No éramos muy amables, éramos.
But consider what Paul says next in Ephesians 2. He says, but God,
pero Dios,
being rich in mercy,
rico en misericordia,
because of the great love with which He loved us,
por el gran amor con el que nos amó,
even when we were dead in our trespasses,
incluso cuando estábamos muertos en nuestras transgresiones,
made us alive together with Christ.
Nos dio vida junto a Cristo.
By grace you have been saved.
Por gracia has sido salvo.
And raised us up with Him and seated us with Him.
Y nos resucitaste con Él y nos acomodó con Él.
In the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
En los lugares celestiales en Cristo Jesús.
So that in the coming ages He might show the immeasurable riches
para que en las edades venideras pueda mostrar las riquezas
of His grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus.
Inconmensurables de su gracia en la bondad hacia nosotros en Cristo Jesús.
Your salvation was a tremendous act of love.
Nuestra salvación es un acto de amor.
But His love doesn't stop there.
Pero su amor no se detiene ahí.
His desire is for all eternity to pour out kindness and grace towards you.
Un deseo es que para toda la eternidad podamos ser amables y mostrar amor.
I find that gives me reason to celebrate and worship Jesus right now. I find that gives me reason to celebrate and worship Jesus now.
Encuentro que me da una razón para celebrar, la razón por la que podemos celebrar y adorar a Cristo Jesús.
Do you see God's love for you?
Miran el amor de Dios.
It's lavished on you.
Es derramado sobre nosotros.
I heard a pastor share an experience he had one time.
Escuché un pastor mostrar una experiencia que tuvo una vez.
He was performing a wedding.
Estaba celebrando una boda.
And he said it was the most amazing wedding he had ever performed.
Y dijo que era la boda más maravillosa que él había hecho.
And the reason was because the woman that was marrying a man,
y la razón es por la que la señora estaba casándose con la persona,
had been through a whole life of suffering.
Había pasado por mucho sufrimiento.
She had a special needs child.
Tenía una niña o un niño con necesidades especiales.
And she could not understand how anyone in the world could love her, much less want to marry her.
Ella no podía entender que quién podría amarla de esa manera con todas sus dificultades.
She was older. And she had wrinkles in her face. Can anybody identify with that? How much more should we be grateful that our Father in heaven wants to be united with us? We have reason to celebrate and praise Him. What is your response to this kind of love?
¿Cuál es tu respuesta a este tipo de amor?
Often we come to church together.
Seguido venimos a la iglesia juntos,
and we forget that we come together because of God's love for us.
Y nos olvidamos que venimos a la iglesia juntos por el amor que nos tiene Dios.
I hope you're reminded of that this morning.
Espero que se recuerden eso en esta mañana.
Because God does love you.
Porque Dios.
John even reminds us that we are so loved that He has adopted us.
Juan nos recuerda que somos tan amados que Él nos adoptó.
In 1 John 3:1, it says, "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God." And so we are.
En Juan 3:1 dice, vea qué clase de amor nos ha dado el Padre para que seamos llamados hijos de Dios, y así somos.
Now it leads us to the second point I want you to consider this morning.
Nos deja el segundo punto que creo que consideremos en esta mañana.
We ought to worship and celebrate Jesus now together because we are adopted by Him.
Debemos adorar y celebrar a Jesús ahora porque somos adoptados por Él.
His love has made us children, His children, through the death of His own Son.
Su amor nos ha hecho sus hijos a través de la muerte de su hijo.
I've got news for you.
Tengo noticias para ustedes.
That means we're family.
Eso significa que somos familia.
Because we're adopted into the same family.
Porque somos adoptados en la misma familia.
The family of God.
La familia de Dios.
We share the same Heavenly Father.
Compartimos el mismo, Jesucristo.
And that makes us brothers and sisters in Christ.
Hermanos y hermanas.
We come together to worship the Lord.
Venimos juntos a adorar al Señor.
Do we worship Him having been called as a child?
Nos adoramos siendo llamados a ser hijos, sus hijos.
Do we remember that we were once children of wrath?
Nos acordamos que una vez fuimos hijos de ira.
But now that we've been made children of God.
Pero ahora hemos sido hechos hijos.
I'm saying that for those who have received Jesus, He has given the right to become His child.
Lo que te digo es que aquellos que han recibido a Jesucristo nos ha dado la potestad de ser hijos, llamados hijos de Él.
And that should result in our worship and our praise today.
Y eso debe resultar en nuestra adoración y alabanza y adoración en esta mañana.
It doesn't matter where we come from.
No importa de dónde venimos.
We've seen it doesn't matter what language we speak.
No importa qué.
It doesn't matter how much money you have.
No importa cuánto dinero tenga.
It doesn't matter your status in the community.
No importa su estado social en la comunidad.
It doesn't matter what you've done in the past.
No importa lo que has hecho en el pasado.
It doesn't even matter what you might do in the future.
No, incluso no importa lo que vayas a hacer en el futuro.
If you're in Christ, you have been adopted by the Father.
Si estás en Cristo, tú has sido adoptado con el Padre.
Ephesians 1, verse 5 says this.
Ephesians 1, versículo 5 dice,
in love, He predestined us for adoption to Himself as sons through Jesus Christ according to the purpose of His will.
En amor nos predestinó para su adopción como hijos a través de Jesucristo de acuerdo con el propósito de su voluntad.
Why did He do that? Verse 6 tells us.
¿Por qué hizo eso? El versículo 6 nos dice,
to the praise of His glorious grace.
Para alabar su gloria, with, gloriosa gracia,
with which He has blessed us in the Beloved.
Con la que nos ha bendecido en el amado.
Your adoption into the family of God,
la adopción en la familia de Cristo,
should result in your desire to worship Him.
Debería resultar en el deseo de adorarle.
Now to share with you the rest of the story,
voy a compartir el resto de la historia con ustedes,
about the marriage,
acerca de la boda.
The reason this marriage stood out to this one pastor,
la razón por la cual esta boda, resaltó más al pastor,
was because this lady had an adult child, 28 years old.
La razón es por la que esta señora tenía a esta niña que tenía 28 años.
But the 28-year-old adult had the mind of a 6-year-old.
Pero la hija de 28 años tenía la memoria de una de 6 años.
And when the man pulled out the ring to put on his bride,
cuando el marido sacó el anillo para ponérselo a su esposa, futura esposa,
he pulled out two.
Sacó dos anillos.
And he looked at the young lady,
y miró a la niña,
and he said, this one is for you too.
Y este anillo es para ti también.
Because as I marry your mother,
porque estoy casándome con tu madre,
I want you to know that you now have a father.
Quiero que sepas que ahora tienes un padre.
And the 28-year-old who served as the flower girl in the wedding,
y la niña de 28 años que era la que llevaba las flores en la boda,
she just threw her hands up,
levantó sus manos,
and she started yelling, I love you, I love you, I love you, as she embraced her new father.
Y comenzó a gritar, te amo, te amo, te amo, y abrazando a su nuevo papá.
How much more should our response be to the Heavenly Father who has adopted us into His family? We come together not to serve God as if He needed anything. We come together to worship God for what He's done for us. This is what we're united for. We ought to worship and celebrate Jesus now with grateful hearts. Because we are adopted by Him. Romans 8:17 says, "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ." What a glorious truth that is. But consider this aspect of being a child of God. As a child of God, we're to grow up to be like God. Paul again reminds us in Ephesians 5:1. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children. Because we are children, we're to live like our Father. The Word of God says, "Be holy because I am holy." How many of you want to be more like your Heavenly Father? How many of you are tired of struggling with sin? I am. I'm ready for that day. And that too is a reason why we celebrate the Lord Jesus today. The third point I want you to consider is that we ought to worship and celebrate Jesus now because we will one day be perfected by Him. In 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, it says, "Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is."
Amados, ahora somos hijos de Dios, porque veremos a uno ha aparecido, pero sabemos que cuando Él aparezca, seremos como Él, porque le veremos tal como Él.
And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure.
Y todo el que así espera en Él se purifica a sí mismo como Él es puro.
The Scripture is very clear.
La Escritura es muy clara.
For those who are truly children of God,
para aquellos que son verdaderamente hijos de Dios,
one day we will see Him face to face.
Un día lo vamos a verlo cara a cara.
And when we see Him face to face,
cuando lo miremos cara a cara,
we will be made perfect.
Vamos a ser perfeccionados.
Isn't that a precious promise?
Una maravillosa promesa.
What a reason we have to worship Jesus today. Knowing that one day He has promised to make us perfect. No more struggle with sin. No more suffering. One author has said that the hope of being like Christ in the future expresses itself in an effort to purify oneself today.
La esperanza de ser como Cristo en el futuro se expresa en un esfuerzo por purificarse.
I remember when our kids were smaller.
Recuerdo cuando nuestros hijos estaban pequeños.
They would try to act like us.
Querían actuar como nosotros.
They would play house.
Jugaban a la casita.
And they would work in a kitchen.
Trabajaban en la cocina.
Or they would pick up the power tools and try to build something.
Las herramientas y trataban de construir algo.
Little children naturally want to be like their parents.
Los niños pequeños naturalmente quieren ser como sus padres.
We should naturally want to be like our Father.
Nosotros naturalmente deberíamos ser como nuestro padre.
We're to love God so much.
amamos a Dios, amar a Dios muchísimo.
That we want to be just like Him.
Que queríamos ser como Él.
And if we know for a fact that one day we will be like Him, then today we will purify ourselves and seek to be holy. And so this morning is a day of worship and praise. I shared three reasons why we can worship and praise. There are 10,000 others this morning. This morning we're going to close and we're going to sing a song of praise. And if you are a child of God, I want to invite you to lift up your voices in praise for what He has done for you. And for what your future is. There may be some here this morning, though, that realize they're not a child of God. And I would like to offer you an invitation to receive Jesus today. Jesus even says to all who receive, or John tells us that all who receive Him have been given the right to be called children of God.
Juan nos dice que a todo aquel que recibe nos ha dado el derecho de ser llamados hijos de Dios.
The Bible explains to us that we're all sinners.
La Biblia nos explica que todos somos pecadores.
In need of a Savior.
Y necesitamos un Salvador.
And Jesus came to pay the penalty for our sin.
Jesús vino a pagar la penalidad por nuestros pecados.
So that by trusting in Him,
y para el cual,
your sins can be forgiven. But let me explain this. God doesn't want to just forgive your sins. The reason He forgives your sins is because He wants a relationship with you. And so if you've never put your faith in Jesus Christ, I want to invite you not to leave here today without speaking to someone about how you can come to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
I will,
after the service, I will make myself available.
Después del servicio, voy a estar yo aquí.
And I know Francisco will make himself available.
Pastor Francisco va a estar ahí también, para
and probably anyone around you would make themselves available. But at this time, can we worship together again? I'm going to pray, and then let's stand together, and we will sing one last song, and then we will have a sweet fellowship time together. Father, we thank You for this day.
Gracias, te agradecemos por ese día.
That we get to celebrate You. And worship You together with another church family because of what You've done for us. You have loved us. You have adopted us. And You are perfecting us. Lord, for that we are grateful. And we want to sing praises to Your name right now. All glory belongs to Jesus Christ. And it's in His name that we all pray. Amen. Let's sing together.
your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Vida das y amor, traes luz a tinieblas, fuerza das, restauras todo corazón roto. Grande eres Dios, es tu aliento en mi ser. Por eso alabaré, alabaré, es tu aliento en mi ser. Por eso alabaré por siempre, es tu aliento en mi ser. Por eso alabaré, alabaré, es tu aliento en mi ser. Por eso alabaré por siempre. La tierra fuerte alabará y estos huesos cantarán. Grande eres Dios. Your praise, our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. La tierra fuerte alabará y estos huesos cantarán. Grande in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, we pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Es tu aliento en mi ser, por eso alabaré, alabaré. Es tu aliento en mi ser. Por eso alabaré por siempre. Great are you, Lord. Grande eres Dios. Amén.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to this message. If you would like more information about Journey Baptist Church, please visit our website at journeybaptist.com.